My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So whether you're a parks professional or a Florida first timer, this is the podcast for you. Each episode, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans to share memories of their magical times, answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting you all the latest news from the parks, and finding out what's happening right now in Orlando. So get your ears on as we take you to the most magical place on earth. This is the most magical podcast on earth. It's part of the Secret Recordings Network, back with a brand new episode, a brand new guest. Kirsty rejoins us on this episode. Now, she was on a few years ago when her kids were little, and now they're big and they can go on every ride. So how has her Disney holidays changed now the kids are a little bit older and she's been to Disneyland in California? So we'll chat to Kirsty very soon. We'll talk about D23, which is now a couple of weeks ago. Now the dust has settled. We've also got some cruise news. If you want to cruise into New York with Disney. And I got a top tip for the dining plan. A real good dining plan hack when it comes to quick service credits for the kids. And of course, we answer your questions as well. If you want to get in contact, you want to be a guest, or you've got questions, at Pod Magical across the socials is where you go. I won't mention the name of this one because they didn't want the name mentioned on the podcast. But they're looking for advice on quiet areas in the parks where kids can decompress, especially neurodivergent kids. Well, I've looked into this for you. Yes, there are actually designated areas in all of the parks. So there's quieter areas where you can kind of just go and decompress, which is a bit more chilled, a little bit more quiet. So there are official quiet zones in every park. But also as well, if you head over to the baby care centres or the first aid centres, there's also quiet air-conditioned areas in there as well where you can go and decompress if you've got kids who just need that. Can I also recommend... It was about a year ago, September last year, had a guest called Becky, who has got a lot of experience in this. If you look for the episode, I think the episode is called A Skillet Full of Food or something like that, or A Skillet of Food or something like that. But it was about a year ago, last September, September 25. Have listened to Becky's episode. You might get some top tips on there if you were taking kids to Walt Disney World who just needed a little bit more time and some places to go where they can just decompress. So have a listen to that episode. And of course, if you have questions or you want to be a guest, drop me a message at Pod Magical. It's always nice to welcome former guests back onto the podcast. And it's a few years since we spoke to Kirsty, but she's been back to Disney World a few times and Disneyland in California. Welcome back to the podcast, Kirsty.
Hi, Andy. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. Just remind us why you love going to Disney World and Disney parks. What is it for you again?
I think it's a bit of an addiction now, to be honest. I think it's bordering on dangerous territory now.
We are bordering on dangerous territory.
Absolutely. I think we need a support group.
I think this podcast is technically a support group. So you're in
Definitely.
The right place. Yeah. My name's Kirsty and I've got a Disney problem. But you've actually just come back from Disney World, haven't you?
We have, yes. So we landed 2 days ago now. So very much still in the jet lag stage. I think it was 5 o'clock that I went to sleep this morning, which was really helpful.
Oh, no.
But yeah, we'll get there.
Try and get the melatonin next time. I've tried that. That usually works. I think you're allowed to bring it in the country.
That.
Well, I did. So anyway. But last time we spoke, because your kids were quite little last time you were on the podcast, and now they are how old?
So my son is 12 now and my daughter is 8. So I think last time they were 8 and 4. So yeah.
So how has your Walt Disney trips changed since I spoke to you last? Now the kids are tall enough to do probably everything.
Yeah, my son definitely likes to do all the big hitting rides now. So, so this time he went on Space Mountain for the first time. He went on Expedition Everest for the first time. He did Tron and Guardians before when we went, but this time he did, Expedition Everest, and he went on Space Mountain as well, which he loved. My daughter's still not too sure. She's not keen. We managed to get her on a couple, but she wasn't a big fan.
So how do you plan your days then? Say you're going to the parks, say you're going to Animal Kingdom and you're going to go on Everest, but like half of you can go on and the other half can't. How do you work around that?
So we're not really that bothered if we don't get on all of the rides. So we kind of just have a look at the wait times, keep an eye on them, see when they look reasonable. We've kind of got a little bit of a rule. We don't tend to get in a line if it's longer than 45 minutes. So we kind of try and stick to that. And then we'll queue up together and then we'll do a rider switch. So my son normally gets to ride twice, and he'll ride with his dad and then he'll ride with me, or the other way around. And the other one of us will take my daughter off and do something else once we've ridden. So if my husband rides first, he'll then take my daughter off and do something with her. And then we'll meet up again afterwards. It works quite well.
Your son's the absolute winner in this because he gets to do everything twice. Guardian, absolutely. Twice. Playout, twice.
Yeah, living his best life.
Yeah. And what do you tend to do with your daughter then? What does she like doing at the parks if she's not a fan of the rides?
To be honest, she likes the shows. She does like the shows. We used to do lots more character meets. We didn't do too many this time. She wasn't too fussed about that this time. But just kind of like taking in the atmosphere, going to look around the shops. She's quite good at spending the dollars. So she does like to go and browse, and she has her eye on absolutely everything.
Right,
so
that's you got a problem on your hands there then.
Yeah, definitely.
So tell me about the trip then. Where did you stay? How long did you go for? What did you do?
So this year we went for 2 weeks, and for the first 4 nights we stayed at Cocoa Beach, which is obviously about an hour's drive away from Orlando, from Disney World. So we had a car and we drove straight to the beach. We stayed there and we had a condo, which was really nice because we had our own kitchen, and we had 2 bedrooms, which meant that we didn't all have to share one room for the whole 2 weeks. We just explored Cocoa Beach. We went to the beach, we went to the Space Center, which was incredible. That I would definitely recommend that to anybody. It was amazing.
That's a full day out, isn't it, the Kennedy Space Center?
Absolutely. And we didn't expect it to be. The children weren't too fussed about going. It was me and my husband that were kind of pushing to go there. And we got there for opening. We'd read lots of tips and things, lots of advice, and we got there for opening. And straight away we went and did the bus tour, which was just incredible. And then before we knew it, they were shutting. Definitely a full day.
It's interesting 100%. That you did a beach part, 4 days of the beach, before you went to Disney World. Because I'm never sure. I know a lot of people who like to do Disney World with a beach, or even Disney World with a cruise. And they go, well, do we do the beach first to build up the excitement to go to Disney? Or do we do the beach at the end to kind of recover from Disney? But then when you go to the beach, you'll go, oh, maybe we'll just go to Disney for one more day. I know it's only an hour away. So were you conscious about doing it beach first?
So I think I've probably mentioned this last time I was on, but when myself and my husband got married, we went for our honeymoon to Orlando, and we did, I can't remember exactly how many days it was. I think it was something like 7 days in Orlando and then 3 days in New York at the end, which was absolutely incredible. But I always feel a little bit guilty that the whole time I was in New York, I was thinking, oh, we could have just stayed at Disney World.
I remember.
So we were really conscious we didn't want to do that this time. So we did it the other way around. But now, since we've come back, we've both said, and we both agree, we could have done doing it the other way around and doing Disney first and then the beach, because we were so relaxed after the beach.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden at Disney, it's not quite the same kind of relaxing. I mean, you can still relax, but it's not quite the same. We did lots of walking and things, and I think we could have done with doing it the other way around.
Or maybe in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, that's a possibility as well. Yeah, to do it in the middle, break it up a little bit.
Yeah, resting. Or would you ever consider doing a Disney cruise?
Well, I'd like to do a cruise. So me and my daughter get really bad motion sickness. And my husband has been on a cruise before when he was younger, and he says we wouldn't feel it. And I just don't know how true that would be. I feel like if we went on a cruise and we spent all that money and all the excitement of going, and then we spent the whole time feeling ill, I'd be absolutely gutted. And I'm sure it's not that bad.
Yeah.
But we would probably get on the cruise ship that got stuck in a storm.
It's not like being on a ferry. It's like, and the bigger the ship, like the newer ships now, the Destiny and the Treasure, you can hardly feel them. Although saying that, I was on the Disney Dream from Southampton a few weeks ago. And I think it's because we had such a dry summer in the UK. Didn't feel it move at all. And that's a smaller ship than those big ones. And that's the UK. But did not feel it move at all. At all. So, yeah, maybe. But yeah, definitely if you're going to, you know, if you did you want to tie it in and do it with Disney World, that's probably a good option to do it, rather than doing a UK one first. If you're over there for Disney and you get to go to Castaway Key or like Ass Point, the private Disney islands, you get that touch of beach time and Disney magic as well. Not that I'm trying to sell you anything. I'm not on commission with Disney Cruise Lines.
It does sound incredible. It really does. And we popped to Port Canaveral to see I can't remember which ship it was now. I did write it down, but I can't remember. There was one of the Disney ships in the port. So we did go to have a little look. and they let us drive right up at the side of it where the drop-off zone is. So we did get a really, really good look, and it did kind of make us all say, maybe we could.
Maybe go for a three-day, do a little three-day one first and see how you got on if you're over there anyway. So when you went to Disney World, where did you stay at Disney World?
We stayed at Caribbean Beach. That's our third stay at Caribbean Beach now. We do really, really like it there. So that's where we stayed again this time. It's just perfect for the Skyliner. And we just like the resort. It's just really nice.
And has anything changed since we spoke to you last time? There's probably a lot of new things. There's definitely new things coming with Piston Peak and Monsters, Inc. and everything. But since you were last on, has your favourite attractions changed, or would you say they were still the same?
I think my son's has definitely changed. So last time we went, he was very much Guardians was his favourite. He absolutely loved Guardians. And this time, although he did ride Guardians, he said he preferred Expedition Everest, which did surprise me because I thought he would have stuck with Guardians. But no, he said that he prefers Everest this time. I think my favourite ride is still the same. It's still Big Thunder. I love Big Thunder. And even having done the California version now, I still think Paris is the best.
Paris, yeah.
I will die on that hill.
Paris is the best. It goes under the water. It's good. Although I quite like the smoothness of the new one at Magic Kingdom in Orlando now, the new track and everything, it makes it a lot smoother. It's less jerky.
There was definitely a difference. Yeah. We did notice it. Yeah, definitely. I'm trying to think what else was different. Like you say, there was a lot that you can see there's a lot coming. We loved the new villains show at Hollywood Studios. We really enjoyed that.
The animation courtyard down at Hollywood Studios would be new as
we saw the Little Mermaid show. And there were a couple of times we sort of came past and we noticed a few of the characters were out, and Rapunzel was sat reading stories with the children. I thought, oh, that's really lovely. That's such a nice, just a little nice thing that they could do. And Goofy was playing games and things, so that was really nice. Trying to think what else. Oh, the Zootopia show, we saw that.
Oh, Animal Kingdom, yeah, the 3D show.
We enjoyed that as well.
Were you
We didn't get over to see Bluey.
Were you on the dining plan?
We weren't on the dining plan. We were really, really lucky because just before we went, I was looking at paying off the holiday, and we entered into that competition where if you booked your holiday through Disney and you pay it off early, they enter you into a win back the cost of your holiday competition. Although we didn't win back the full cost of our holiday, we did win a gift card. So that was really, really good. So in the end, we ended up using that for the majority of our food, I would say.
How much did you win? I'm being right nosy now. How much cash did they give you?
Yeah, we won $500. So it was amazing. It was really, really good. I just got an email one day saying, you've won, and this is what you've won, and we'll send it to you before you go. So we were kind of like, okay, not really sure whether it was going to actually happen. I'm Googling the email address and all the rest of it, like you do to see,
there's so many scams going around now, but yeah.
Oh, well, that's it.
Did you find you were really conscious though? Like, I've got $500 here, so it's technically like free money, but were you still like, oh, we don't want to be paying all that. We're trying to eke this $500 out as long as possible.
Absolutely. Well, I put it straight onto my phone, so we had it on the app. So literally then when we were doing mobile order and things like that, anything just kind of came off that. So it was a little bit like free money, we'll just get that. And I'm thinking, no, let's just slow down. Let's not buy everything.
Yeah, let's just burn it out on the first day.
That's it. But yeah, so that made a massive difference. We did lots and lots of quick service, so lots of mobile ordering through the app. We tried Boma for the first time for breakfast, which was really nice. We all really enjoyed that. At Animal Kingdom Lodge. I really, really enjoyed it. Don't know if it's my favourite. I'm not sure. It was really nice to have a look around the resort that we'd not been before. So just to have a look around was really, really good. We did enjoy that. And then, like I say, the breakfast was really nice. So we enjoyed that. But other than that, we didn't really do a lot of sit-down meals this time. We tried the San Angel Inn at Epcot in the Mexican Pavilion. Because we wanted to sit by the water and look over the ride, but we weren't that impressed with that one. I really enjoyed my food, but everybody else was a bit sort of, they enjoyed bits of it, but not too much. So I'm not sure we'd go there again. It might just not have been for us. But we tried Blaze Pizza. That was amazing.
Do you know, I've still never had a Blaze Pizza. All the time. There's so much food at Disney Springs. I'll keep going back to Homecoming or Summer House.
Well, we booked Homecoming and I was so looking forward to it. And then when it got to the day before we'd booked. And for some reason, I'm still not quite sure why I did it. I booked it in the middle of the day. And when we sort of thought about it and we were talking about it, we said, actually, that's really not going to work. It's just not going to work for us. So I had to cancel it. But we've still not made it to Homecoming. One
next
day.
Next time. It's an excuse there. To go back.
Well, that's it. Exactly.
Want to chat all about Disney World in California with Kirsty when we return to Kirsty in just a moment. Some news, though, first of all. So it was 2 weeks ago since D23. That's the big Disney fan event that happens every other year in California. There's always big announcements for the parks and attractions and cruises and hotels and things like that. And I did say on the last episode there wouldn't be too much about Walt Disney World. I think it'd be more of timelines and updates and a few more details. And I think I was kind of right, but it's also good to look back. Because when the first announcements are made, everybody's a bit, oh, this is happening. But then you kind of like to start to fill in the gaps the weeks after. Kind of like, sometimes the more bad news that they didn't announce at D23 can be mentioned. So some of the updates we had, let's start off with Hollywood Studios. We know that the first part of Monstropolis is going to open next year. So Hollywood Studios, the Monsters Inc. land. Well, you won't be going on the door attraction just yet. They haven't actually told us when that's going to open, but the area itself is due to open before the end of next year. So I think the restaurant will be open. And also, there's going to be something, I think it's where the Muppets 3D used to be, like a Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor type situation is going to go in there. I think that's going to be open as well. But the big attraction where you fly on the door coaster ain't going to be opening next year. But we will be able to go into Monstropolis next year. Hopping over then to Magic Kingdom. Let's have a look at Magic Kingdom. Because we know that Villains Land is going to be coming in. We did find out more details about the two new attractions that come into Villains Land. Yes, Maleficent's Roller Coaster, which I think if you've been on Hagrid's at Universal, I think it's going to be similar to that. And then we've got another Villains ride that a lot of people thought was going to be like a boat ride, looking at the imagery. Disney have clarified over the last week that it's not a boat ride. You'll kind of go through the Wicked Queen's mirror and then you'll meet various other Disney villains. What it does look like, and I've been on a ride similar at Fantasy Springs in Tokyo as part of Disney Sea, there is a Peter Pan ride on there where it's like a boat, but the boat is not actually on water, but it feels like you're floating and it feels like you're flying. Then they're going to use that new ride technology from the Peter Pan ride in Tokyo for that Villains attraction. Also, we had a little bit of announcement at Cruella de Vil is going to be involved there somewhere as well. I'm not quite sure how. Maybe a lounge or maybe just a room full of puppies. We've got Piston Peak as well. We had a whole big scale model. Well, I say I wasn't there, but at D23, you could have a look at real scale model of the Cars Ridge Run Rally that is going to open. So you're going to be climbing up. It's going to be, a little bit like Test Track. It's not going to be a big coaster. I don't think it's going to be as fast. So you're kind of like off-road up the top of Piston Peak, and then you'll freewheel down. And then there's going to be another attraction there as well as part of Piston Peak, which is a bit smaller. Miss Fritter's Daredevil Spin-Along, which I think looks like a bit like an Aliens Swirling Saucer type attraction, or maybe if you've been to California, Luigi's, which is similar to the Alien Swirling Saucers, but it's trackless, kind of like a dancing cars ride. I think that's going to be over there. But yes, there's a lot happening over at Magic Kingdom, of course, as well. We've got things that are going on in Tomorrowland. There was nothing mentioned about Space Mountain, but we did get an update about the Carousel of Progress. Carousel of Progress is actually going to be open late spring 2027. So by summer next year, the new Carousel of Progress will be open over at Magic Kingdom. Let's hop over now then to the building site that is Animal Kingdom. Well, firstly, we know that Harrison Ford is going to be the actual model for the new Indiana Jones animatronic at Animal Kingdom. So Dinosaur is going to be Indiana Jones, which is going to be a brand new ride. We also know that the Encanto theme ride at Animal Kingdom will going to be called Antonio's Fiesta de Encanto. And it will fit within that theme of animal. People say, oh, is it going to fit with animals? Well, first, Indiana Jones, archaeologist. So yeah, tick that one. And then the Encanto ride, again, is going to involve a lot of animals. And there's like 50 animal animatronics in there. Again, that looks a bit like a trackless ride, a little bit like Minnie and Minnie's Runaway Railway over at Hollywood Studios. That looks like, well, that's going to be like. And we've got the carousel as well there that looks great. No announcements about live nighttime experiences, which I was hoping for. And we did have a big update for Animal Kingdom. The Yeti is going to be brought back to life inside Expedition Everest at Animal Kingdom. Yes, they are fixing the Yeti, which hasn't worked for pretty much the whole time that the Everest ride has been open, to be honest. They haven't mentioned, though, when it's going to be fixed or how much downtime we'll have to fix it. But that's the news from over at Animal Kingdom. And finally, yes, there was news for Epcot. Well, the big news at the end was that Figment and Dreamfinder are going to be reunited again. We don't know how. Will it just be an animatronic or are they going to do the entire attraction? Will Figment be completely revamped back to its old glory? They didn't really say. It was a little bit nondescript. We also found out at Epcot as well that Spaceship Earth will be giving an update. We found out a couple of years ago that it was going to happen and then never happened. Well, they've reannounced that a broadened vision of human connection is coming to Spaceship Earth. So that will be the new storyline for that. It is looking a little bit tatty inside there. So they were the announcements from D23 for Walt Disney World. We had other announcements as well. Tomorrowland at Disneyland in California is getting a bit of an overhaul. We found out there's going to be a new parade in Paris, which is good. We saw the Scar animatronic for the Lion King water ride at Disney Adventure World as well. So yeah. We got quite a few updates. No big groundbreaking news, but still, yeah, quite a bit coming over from D23 last weekend. But still, we need to find out what's going on in between. When are things closing for all this to happen? I'd like a little bit more of a timeline on that. Meanwhile, this weekend we have the Food and Wine Festival at Epcot. Yes, it returns August 27th through to November the 21st. 30 years of the Food and Wine Festival. Just a quick look at some of the new items. There's going to be basil pesto chicken dumplings, smoked brisket and cheddar melt, crab and corn macaroni and cheese, buffalo dill pickle wings, cannelloni milkshake. So the 30th anniversary of Food and Wine Festival also will see some festival favourites celebrating 30 years of Epcot Food and Wine. More about that because we've got the Eat to the Beat concert series as well. I'll tell you more about that later on at the end of the podcast. And finally, let's talk cruises. I was on the Disney Dream just the other week. It was brilliant. Hello, if you were on there as well. A couple of more sailings of the Disney Dream from Southampton before it heads back over to America. And then we get the Disney Wish next year. Next summer, well, kind of summer into fall, the end of 2027 itineraries have been released, including that transatlantic sailing from Southampton for the Disney Wish back to America. But also, if you've got your eye on a Disney cruise and you fancy cruising to New York, yes, New York cruises with Disney will be back at the end of 2027. Those sailings will go on sale. Well, it depends if you've got castaway status over the next few days. Check out the Disney Cruise Line for more of that. And of course, over on our socials at Pod Magical. Kirsty is with us on this episode of the podcast. She returns to the podcast. Now, since you were last on, you've actually been to Disneyland in California more than once.
Well, we went last year to Disneyland in California, and we did 5 days, which obviously we weren't really planning on doing it. And then at the last minute, we kind of said, oh, come on, let's do it. So we did. We didn't stay at Disney. We stayed at the beach. So we stayed at Seal Beach, which is sort of just north of Huntington Beach. So it would take us about 40 minutes every day that we wanted to go to Disney. But yeah, it was amazing. It was really, really good. We'd definitely like to go back.
So how did it compare to Walt Disney World then for people who've never been?
Lots of people have asked that and I find it really, really difficult to compare. I think they're so different. It's like when people say, oh, what's the comparison between Disneyland Paris and Disney World? I think they're so different. I think it's really, really hard to compare them. There was lots and lots of things we've really, really enjoyed. Like my husband said he really enjoyed the fact that it is smaller, so you can just kind of walk between. You can go out and get food, you can come back in, you know, it's a lot easier to get around, you can just walk. So I think that was a big bonus, a bit like Disneyland Paris. But yeah, we loved the whole Cars Land and Radiator Springs Racers and all of that bit. We liked the Avengers Campus, even though we're not massive Marvel fans, we enjoyed all of that bit as well, and the Spider-Man show and all that kind of thing. Struggling to remember now that we've been back to Disney World, it's hard not to get them muddled up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, we did really, really enjoy it. And we went and we saw Griffith Park and we saw the Hollywood sign. So we'd not done any of that kind of thing before, because it was the first time we'd obviously been. So yeah, we did lots of sightseeing and Disney as well. And then we went to Knott's Berry Farm too, so that was good. But yeah, I definitely would like to go back to Disneyland. I think the one thing that myself and my husband both agreed on, when we walked into the park, it felt different. It felt, I don't know, not more magical. It made us both a little bit more kind of emotional, and yeah, a bit kind of like, oh, this is where it kind of started. And I think that realization, and we went to see the show, and it talks about Walt's life and things, and then they've got the animatronic at the end, and oh my goodness, I sobbed.
Yeah.
I really did. It made me really emotional, that did. So yeah, that was incredible. But yeah, definitely would like to go back.
I always find with Disneyland in California, there's more of an atmosphere. You seem to see more characters just being around, and there just seems to be more entertainment and streetmosphere, like bands, and there's just something about it, isn't there, that you can't quite put your finger on.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's not to take anything away from Disney World, but it is just, there is something, like you say, there's just something that is different. And but I did notice this year actually in Disney World, whether it was because they were doing the Cool Kids Summer, but we did see a lot more street entertainment. We saw different musicians and things around, a lot more characters seem to be out and about that we'd not seen before. So that'd be nice if they kind of keep that going for the future. But yeah, I definitely agree, Disneyland in California felt different, and it was amazing, just amazing to go and to see.
So now that you've been to Disneyland, the original, and Walt Disney World, the second one, and Disneyland Paris, how would you rank all three of them, as in, not best to worst, but, in terms of 3, ooh, 2, 1, what would be the favourite now?
Oh, that's really hard.
I know.
I think third is quite easy, and sorry, Disneyland Paris, but that's definitely third. I mean, obviously, with the changes that are coming, I've not been to see Arendelle, so I don't know what that's like. That is one thing that we would like to do, soon, whenever we can save up and go. But yeah, that would definitely be third. I think I'd still say Disney World would be top of my list. Yeah. I think my husband would disagree. Okay. I think he would put Disneyland at the top of his list.
I think there is more to do in Disney World just because it is so big. You know, you've got four parks, two water parks, Disney Springs, all the whole resorts and hotels that you can go around. There's so much. Whereas, like, as you say, Disneyland, literally those two parks, Disneyland and California Adventure, are face to face. You walk out of one and the entrance to the other one is literally facing. It's not like Paris where they're kind of near each other but not quite. They're literally, you could just remove the gates and it would be one big park.
Absolutely. And I think that made it really easy for us as well. I feel like when we booked our ticket, I can't remember whether like Lightning Lanes, or I'm not sure what they called them over there, I can't remember, I think it was Lightning Lanes, whether they were included or whether we paid extra for them, but we did have them. So, I mean, we were just going from sort of one park to the next. Like if our Lightning Lane was, we couldn't get a decent time for one park, we'd just literally look at the other park and to swap. It was so easy. One thing that did surprise us, might sound ridiculous, we didn't realise quite how hot California was going to be in August, which might sound really, really silly to lots of listeners, but that just really surprised us. We didn't expect the heat to hit us quite as much. It was like being in Florida, just with slightly less humidity, which did surprise us. So that did slow us down a little bit. But like I say, we still were able just to walk from one park to the other really, really easily to do different rides and things, which was great. It just meant that we could fit everything in. And I think for us, we did 5 days and we did absolutely everything that we wanted to do. I think there were only a couple of little bits that we missed, but yeah, so I think you could easily do everything that you wanted to in that time, which is great.
Do you regret not staying in Anaheim, or were you quite happy being by the beach?
Yeah, while we were there, we loved staying at the beach. And the reason we stayed at the beach is because we've got family friends that live out there. So they allowed us to stay. They weren't there at the time, so they allowed us to stay at their house, which obviously made a massive difference and was probably the reason that we were able to go last year. Otherwise, it probably just wouldn't have been feasible. But We did talk about while we were there, perhaps booking one night in Anaheim just to be a bit closer. So that, you know, to save the drive after fireworks and things like that. Yeah. But we didn't end up doing it, and it was absolutely fine. I don't think we suffered for it. It was fine. But yeah, maybe next time we might stay a bit more locally.
And there's plenty of hotels around there that you can still, you don't have to stay at a Disney hotel to be able to stay at a hotel and walk into those parks. This, you know, it's a bit like being on iDrive, but having Disney there. That's probably the best way to describe Anaheim.
Yeah, definitely. That is one thing that surprises as well. I think I'd maybe not done as much research about that, but you know, at one point we parked in the Disney car park and we decided we wanted to go to the Cheesecake Factory for tea, and we literally left the car in the car park, walked across the road, went to the Cheesecake Factory, came back and got the car and, and went back to the beach. I didn't realize just how close everything was together, so that was quite a nice surprise.
Are you
as well
tempted to go to any of the other parks now, maybe China, Japan, Hong Kong?
Well, I wasn't, but then next year, my husband and I have got a big birthday. We've both got the same big birthday next year.
Right.
And so we were talking about what we could do that was really special. And we'd always said we were going to go to Florida. And the plan wasn't to go this year, it was to go next year. And then, of course, we went this year. So now we're not sure. And then just this morning, we were just talking and my husband said, oh, I wonder what Japan would be like, you know, I wonder how much that would be. So now the seed's been planted. So now who knows?
Yep. You definitely got to do your research if you want to go to Japan. Listen to the podcast when I went, you might pick up some tips on that.
Yeah, definitely. I did listen to those, and I think I'd have to go through again and listen to them and take notes, because I think it would be very different. And I wouldn't like to go not having researched and worked out how to do things and where to go.
Yeah, you're going full throttle as well. It was interesting you said to me earlier on about now you've been to Walt Disney World quite a few times, how much slower you're taking it now when you go.
Yeah, definitely. This trip was a lot slower, and I don't think it was a bad thing. I definitely think we enjoyed everything more for taking it slower. We did a few other things as well that we'd not done before. So we did, I don't know if you've done the wildlife trail at Lake Apopka. Lots of people have mentioned that was before.
I don't know what
that
is.
So we did that this time. So basically it's about 40 minutes from Disney World, and you basically just drive through essentially swampland at the side of a massive, massive lake. But my kids were desperate to see alligators and we'd not seen any. So we said, right, we're going to do that and we'll go and have a look and see if we see any there. And wow, we saw lots.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of alligators. We saw water snakes. We saw turtles. We saw all sorts of things. And it's just a nice, slow little drive around. I think it took us about 2 hours. It was quite busy. There were lots of cars on the trail, so it did take quite a while, but it was definitely worth doing. If you're out there and you've got a car, I would definitely recommend that.
What's that called again?
It is only open on weekends. It's Lake Apopka Wildlife Trail or Wildlife Drive.
Right.
I think it's open Friday, Saturday and Sundays. And it does get busy, so I'd definitely recommend going earlier in the morning. But that was incredible. That was amazing.
Did you bother with any other theme parks? Were you Universal, SeaWorld or anything?
We didn't this time, no. I think my husband was saying that he probably would have liked to have done Universal. We've still not been to Epic Universe.
Yeah.
So I think that's on the list for next time we go, definitely. But it's just trying to balance how you fit everything in and how many days you do and different, because I would not want to be giving up any of the Disney days. That's the
problem. Yeah.
I'm just put my foot down.
Even if you're doing nothing, it's just being there and just taking that kind of Disney atmosphere, isn't it?
Absolutely. But whereas I think my husband would say he would like to do, he would happily give up some Disney days to do Universal. I know it's for me on the podcast, but he would. But yeah, I think it's a bit of a, and as well, I think, like I said, myself and my daughter do get really motion sick. So a lot of the rides at Universal, we just can't do. We've tried and we just can't do them. It just ruins the day if we try and do one of those. So there's a little bit less for us to do there. So, I mean, perhaps in future there's scope for my husband and my son to go over to Universal and my daughter and myself to stay at Disney. That could work. We did a little bit of that this time. I think last time I was on, I said to you that the boys went to watch a soccer match at Orlando City, and they did that again this time and they really enjoyed that. And myself and my daughter went into Hollywood Studios for a few hours. So, yeah, there's definitely scope to do that. with having the car as well. So
I'm going to give you your perfect Disney World day again. Now, I can't actually remember what you said last time, but I wonder whether it's changed now the kids are getting a bit older and you've been a few times. So, you know, not going to every single theme park and doing every single attraction, but if you just go, do you know what, today we're just going to have our perfect day, how would you spend it? In fact, I'm going to even let you pick whether you want to go to Disney World, Disneyland or Disneyland Paris. Probably not Paris,
ooh.
I guess.
Ooh. And we can't do like freezing time and jumping from one country to the next. Is that not that?
It's got to be achievable in, you know, from breakfast to tea time.
It was worth a try. Okay. I think I'll stick with Disney World.
Yeah.
Purely because I can remember that a bit better having recently been. I'd struggle, I think, to remember the others. But I think for all four of us, our perfect days would look very different. So that would be quite a challenge. But I think Magic Kingdom probably would be the best choice of park. I think we'd probably like to wake up maybe Animal Kingdom Lodge. We did really like it there. And although we do like Caribbean Beach, I think if it's our perfect day, I think maybe waking up Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Yeah.
And then I know it's a bit further away, but then straight to Magic Kingdom. And then probably start with Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. If we can convince my daughter to go back on, she wasn't a fan.
She'll get used to it.
She'll be fine. And then maybe Big Thunder Mountain. And I think probably the boys would like to do Tron, Space Mountain. So maybe me and my daughter would maybe go and do Peter Pan. She does like that one. She loves It's a Small World, so we'd happily just go and sit on It's a Small World for a little while. If it's my perfect day, Carousel of Progress would be open because we were gutted not to be able to do that.
The new version, are you excited for the new version?
I don't know how I feel about the new version. I've seen a lot about it, but I'm just not sure. As long as they don't change the song, I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, I think that song's going to have to stay, hasn't it?
It's got to, surely. It's got to. A little spin on the People Mover. Probably some lunch, probably just quick service somewhere, but then we can all split off and do our own thing, whatever we prefer to do food-wise. And then just a nice chilled-out day. Oh, we saw the new nighttime parade. Oh, gosh, I can't remember the name of it. Dreamlight? Oh, I can't remember. But we saw that, and that was
Magic
amazing.
Kingdom.
So I'd definitely do that. Yep. And then finish with Happily Ever After.
There you go. So you're going to spend the entire day in Magic Kingdom? That's good.
Yeah, I think so.
And then back to Animal Kingdom with your night goggles.
Why not?
To watch a few.
Why not? And then
giraffes.
And then in the next morning, we'd obviously go to Boma for breakfast.
Yeah, of course. You've extended that now to a day and a half. I see what you've done there. Have you got any more trips planned?
We haven't. Like I say, we were thinking about, our original plan was to go next year, and then we've gone this year instead. So now I'm not sure what we're going to do, but we'll see. We do need to do some saving first.
And next year is your special birthday?
Yes.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Although actually, I mean, in all fairness, we could say that it's extra special because my son will be 13 and my daughter will be 10. So actually, I think it warrants a big trip.
Do you know what? Every birthday special when you've got kids, because what did they
absolutely.
Say? Does it say what you've got 18 summers? Is it what they, is that the phrase?
That's it. That is absolutely true. And that is 100% the argument I'm going to use.
Yeah. Hey, it's been good to have you back on and chatting again. Maybe in a few years' time, we'll get you on again. You know, when the kids are teenagers, let's see how that's changed.
See how it goes. Maybe we'll have been to Japan.
Maybe. But good time to take them. Kirsty, thanks for chatting and have a magical day.
Thank you very much, and you.
If you're going to be heading over to Walt Disney World, it's quite a nice time now. I know the schools are back and the American schools are back. So if you don't have kids or you can go out of school holidays, September, always a good time. Still very warm, though. Looking at the weather for Walt Disney World over the next few days, you're still getting highs in the mid-80s and you still get those thunderstorms. But as you head towards the end of September, it's supposed to start cooling down a little bit. But I've been for actual Halloween in the end of October and it was boiling. Crowds should be quite good, though. We have got the Food and Wine Festival starting this weekend, as we mentioned earlier on. It kicks off also a new series of the Eat to the Beat concert series. So August the 27th, you got a Motown tribute, and then it'll be Hanson this weekend. Yes, Hanson. And who I think they sell their own beer called Hops. More Motown, September the 1st to the 3rd. And then it's The War and Treaty on the 4th and 5th. Yellow Card, Fly Guy, Couch, Fizz and the Tantrums over the next few weeks of September. As only really Hanson that I've heard of. Meanwhile, you have got Cool Kids Summer going on for about another week before that wraps up. The last few days of some school holidays just holding on in there. We've got Halloween happening. Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party has been going on for a few weeks now. So remember, select nights when that's on. Remember, it's a party ticket. You've got to have a party ticket to go. And some of them have actually sold out. It means you will not get Happily Ever After fireworks on select nights when those are on at Magic Kingdom. So when Happily Ever After is on, it's always really busy. It also means those extra hours for deluxe guests may not happen over at Magic Kingdom. It's usually Monday nights at Epcot, and then it's usually Wednesday nights over at Magic Kingdom. But because we've got Halloween parties on, you'll find that sometimes they'll may move to Hollywood Studios or to Animal Kingdom. So just keep an eye open for that one. So, spooky things happening over at Magic Kingdom and spooky things happening over at Universal as well, because Halloween Horror Nights is now on. Yes. And then all the fall food is out. Pumpkin spice lattes, iced pumpkin spice lattes. And also as well, if you're looking for something cheap to eat, check out the Orlando Magical Dining offers as well. Some of the restaurants at the Swan and Dolphin and Disney Springs are involved in that one. And I've got a top tip for you. Talking about food, this is a Disney dining plan hack when it comes to quick service credits. Now, I've mentioned this before. If you've got a quick service credit and you want alcohol, then Magic Kingdom is not a good use because it's a dry park when it comes to quick service. So save your quick service adult meals if you want alcohol for when you're at either Hollywood Studios or Disney Springs or Epcot or Animal Kingdom, not Magic Kingdom. But here is another hack. You could save your kids' quick service credits for Magic Kingdom, firstly, but also have a look out for some of the quick service restaurants that don't have kids' meals, because not all of them will have a kids' meal, but you can still order a kids' meal, which means you will use a quick service kids' credit, but what you will actually get is an adult size portion. So I know places like Casey's Corner over at Magic Kingdom, if you order a kids menu or a kids meal using a quick service credit, it'll actually just be the regular adult meal that you will get. And because all your credits are just in one big group for your room, adults and kids are all mixed in together, there's nothing stopping, say you've got two adults and two kids, there is nothing stopping you using four kids credits for two adults and two kids, which means four kids credits will get four adult meals. Meanwhile, save your adult credits for somewhere you can get alcohol so you can get the kids. No, you can't give the kids alcohol. But, you know, if you're eating in the resort, for example, you can use four adult credits for two adults and two kids meals. Meanwhile, you're ordering four alcoholic beverages to go with it to get your money's worth. And if you're eating in your resort, you've got your refillable cup. So there's still stuff for the kids to drink as well. Or you can get cans of stuff to take back to your room. Just a top tip for you to get the most out of your quick service dining credits. Of course, if you have any top tips, do let me know. Please do share. Always happy to hear from you. Send me a message on the socials at Paul Magical if you want to be a guest. Maybe you've just come back from Disney, you want to chat about it. If you've got a question, if you've got any top tips, let me know. Tag us in your pictures if you're going on there. It's always nice to see what you are up to. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, if you could give us a 5-star, I know I say this a lot, but it really does help. If you haven't done it for a while, if you've never done it before, just give it 5 stars. If you can leave a nice comment as well, it just bumps it up a little bit so that more people can find us. And if you could spread the word, share the socials, that's really good as well. Going to be back in 2 weeks' time with a new guest and more news and everything that's going on in Walt Disney World. What will happen between now and then, I don't know. Follow us on the socials for any news. Until next time, please stand clear of the doors.